Okay, the reading this morning is Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42. At the home of Mary and Martha. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister's left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." This is the word of the Lord.
Good morning. I want to say two things before I start the sermon proper. Nothing that I say this morning is going to take away from the fact that spending time with Jesus is really, really important. The second thing is that not spending time with Jesus is something that most Christians feel guilty about. And I don't want you to go home this morning on a guilt trip. I don't want to go home myself on a guilt trip. I want us to go home and consider our priorities. So, it's often remarked that long-term couples become so alike that they think the same, say what the other was about to say, and even put the same words in their Wordle competition. It's quite true. John and I, quite often, we do the Wordle as a competition. You do it on your phone. And I say, "Well, what words did you put in?" And we've put in exactly the same words. They even say, don't they, that some owners and their dogs get to look like each other and behave the same as well. But we won't go there. The point is, I suppose, that the longer you spend with somebody, the more you grow to be like them. So I suppose that if we want to be more like Jesus, and I hope that we all do, we need to spend more time with him. If we want to become like Jesus, first of all, we need to know him. We need to put our trust in him. We need to have him as our savior and friend. But then we need to have a close relationship with him. Becoming a Christian is the beginning of a relationship that leads us into eternity and should change us every day until we get there. Why is it so important to spend time with Jesus? Psalm 46 and verse 10 says, "Be still and know that I am God." If we want to know who God is, what he is like, what he wants of us, we need to be still. That means sitting down or going for a walk and spending time with him. John 15 and verse 5 says, "If we abide in him, he abides in us, and we will become fruitful." And Psalm 1 and verses 1 to 3, Psalm 1 and verses 1 to 3, says this: "Blessed is the one who doesn't walk in step with the wicked or stand in the way that sinners take, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, being fruitful." In Matthew chapter 11 and verse 28, we read these words: "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." And in Mark chapter 6, we read these words. Mark chapter 6 and verse 31. Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest. So we'll get to know God better. We will live lives that are fruitful. We will find rest. And people will know that we have been with Jesus. If you have got the sermon note that I sent out, or you're leading the study group this week, I'm afraid I've made a mistake with one of the verses. It's not Exodus 34:40. It's Exodus 34, verses 30 and 35. So, and it says that when Moses spent time with the Lord, his face became radiant. And in Acts chapter 4, verse 13, we read that when people met Peter and John, they knew that they had been with Jesus. So it's really important that we have a relationship with Jesus that enables us to know him, to be fruitful, to find rest, and that people will know that we belong to him. Now, if we know these benefits, and we all long to know Jesus better, why do we sometimes find spending time with him so hard? And the answer a lot of the time, for a lot of us, is we are too busy. Too busy. So we need to take stock and we need to think. Are we too busy for God? If our home life, our work life, our leisure time always, and that's the word I'm using, always stop us from spending time with God, either alone or with others, then we are too busy. And we need to evaluate our priorities. But, and we all know this, there are seasons of life. There will be times in our life when spending a long time with God will be very difficult. So don't feel guilty. He understands. We all have seasons, don't we? A young mum with three children to get them off to school, or a mum with a young baby, a person who's looking after an elderly relative, a person who is sick, are you going to have hours to spend with the Lord? Probably not. But if your intention is that you love the Lord and you want to spend as much time with him as possible, he understands. But if you've never got time and you've never got the inclination, then we need to think, don't we? So are we too busy for God? Are we too busy serving to sit? Recently, Pastor Dave asked me who my favourite woman in the Bible is. I replied, probably Martha. Actually, that wasn't quite true. It's definitely Martha. Definitely Martha. Because I am a Martha. Maybe you are a Martha too. Not only because I'm a busy person, I want to be like Martha in other ways because I admire her faith. You read John chapter 11. I admire the fact that she could be honest with the Lord about everything that she felt. She wasn't scared to tell him exactly what she thought, was she? She had that kind of relationship with him. But I am a Martha. And I'm busy. And in the reading that we heard read this morning, Martha is so pleased to see Jesus. Jesus and his disciples, I don't know how many he's got with him. Is it 12? So she's catering for 13. Or is it some of the other disciples who are hanging on as well? But they arrive. And she is so pleased to see Jesus that she wants to give him the best meal possible. Bread and cheese is not going to be enough for Martha. If Jesus is here, she's going to spread the table because he deserves it. So she sets off to make him this meal. She starts off with the best of intentions, serving the Lord. But when she sees Mary just sitting there and not helping her, she becomes frazzled, cross, and judgmental. So why did this happen? Did she think she could manage on her own? Did she ask Mary to help? Or did she just sort of think, I'm the only one that can do this? Did she try to do too much? Even when we serve the Lord out of love, we can become too busy, which leads to stress. It's too much! I can't cope! Leads to judgment. Why is it always me? Why is it always me that's doing this? Why don't they help? They're just sitting there doing nothing. They never do anything. It's always me that's rushing. We're too busy. We can become cross. And in the end, we might even become ineffective because we're just doing too much. Jesus tells Martha that he doesn't want her to be stressed. He doesn't want her to be frazzled. He wants her to sit down with him. It's not necessary. It's not helpful. And he tells her this, that by choosing to spend time with him, Mary has chosen the best part. Because she would always remember that time that she sat and listened to what he had to say. Jesus wants our service. Of course he does. When I was growing up, we were told that we were saved to serve. But he also wants our company. So why do some of us find it so hard to spend time with the Saviour that we love? Well, some of us are like Martha. We want to serve the Lord we love, and sitting still is hard. You know, I'm the sort of person, I can watch the television and play a game on the iPad and look at the phone. And probably eat something at the same time. You know, I can sit down, I can rest, but there are times when I don't. Is sitting still hard for you? We need to remind ourselves that in order to serve, we need to abide in Christ. In order to be fruitful, we need to take time to sit or walk in his presence. And I think the other problem is that we have turned spending time with God as something to do rather than part of a relationship. And this is why I want you to remember what I said at the beginning. That spending time with Jesus is really, really important. But sometimes we've turned it into almost like homework. You must have a quiet time. You must. Well, yes, you should. You must get up early to have a quiet time. Really? You must spend hours having a quiet time. Jesus doesn't tell us that. He just says, spend time with me. I think I read somewhere that Charles Spurgeon said he could not pray for a long time. But he prayed for 5 minutes every hour. That sounds more like my model. And then we read about people like Camelknees James. Or another man whose name I can't remember that used to spend 4 hours praying in deep snow. Well, one, I think that's silly. Why would you pray in deep snow? And we hear about people, was it Martin Luther who said, I'm going to be so busy today, first of all, I must spend 4 hours in prayer. And we sort of think, 4 hours? I find 5 minutes difficult to find the time. So we try, and then we fail and we give up. Have you ever said to yourself, I'm going to pray for an hour this morning. I'm going to do some meditation. I love Adrian Plass. He says this. He's going downstairs, leaving his wife to go downstairs to meditate on eternity for an hour. So he goes downstairs, sits on the settee, gets ready. Off he goes. After 3 hours, he says, I wake up and think I've only done 5 minutes. Now, maybe some of you don't resonate with this at all, because you can pray for hours, you've got plenty of time. That's wonderful. Come and help those of us who find it difficult, please. But if you're finding it hard, then you sort of say, oh, I'll give up. I won't bother anymore. It's too difficult. Don't try and do what other people tell you to do in order to have a relationship with Christ. Yes, you need to pray. Yes, you need to read the Bible. Yes, you need to have fellowship. But we will all do it in different ways. Of course, quiet times with God are vital. We used to sing a hymn that said, prayer is the Christian's vital breath. If I stopped breathing, as much as maybe I don't pray, I'd be in trouble. Would you? But each of us will have a different way of spending time with Jesus. Some of you wouldn't leave the house without having your quiet time. Some of us have 5 minutes before we get out of bed and find it much easier to have our quiet time with our 11s. There are some people who find the best time to pray at night. But the important thing is that we spend time with Jesus. Jesus didn't tell Martha that she had sinned. You know, quite often preachers come out the front and they make out that Martha is this really bad person. Martha didn't want to sit next to the Lord. She didn't want to listen. She was too busy. Well, yes, she was too busy. But what does Jesus say? You've missed out. And also, I think he was saying he'd missed out. The Lord would have been quite happy, I think, if Martha had given him some bread, some cheese, a cup of wine, and then sat down next to him to talk. He wanted her to be with him, but he also wanted to be with her. Isn't that incredible? I know heaven is perfect, so I'm not quite sure how this works out, but if you're not spending time with Jesus, he's missing you. He really is. Because he is your saviour. He is your friend. If we have friends, what do? We want to spend time with them. So however you work your times with Jesus out, the important thing is that you do. Jesus desires to spend time with us. In Revelation chapter 3 and verse 20, it says, he stands at the door of our hearts and he knocks. And he wants to come in and dwell with us. He wants to come in and eat with us. He wants to come in and stay with us so that we might get to know each other better. And so the thing is, even when we're not spending alone time with Jesus, he is still with us. And we need to remember that. We can't say, oh, I've done my hours quiet time, now I'll forget. He's there when we're doing the dusting. He's there when we're doing the washing up. He's there when we're doing the wordle. He's there in all that we do. And we need to remember that too. But he wants to be at home. Is he at home in my life? Is he at home in your life? And are we just making sure that we are not too busy to spend time with him? It should be a joyous priority. A joyous priority. But we can't always do it. So when we can't, we tell him. And he understands. You know, when John and I were going out together, we lived quite a long way apart. And maybe some of you will resonate with this, either because when you were courting, you were a long way apart, or because you had husbands or wives that lived a long way away during the war, that sort of thing. I lived in Birmingham, he lived here. I had no phone in my flat. Horror of horrors, we had no mobile phones. We saw each other once a fortnight. And every Thursday I would go round to Mrs. Lester, who would give me a piece of Battenberg cake and a cup of coffee made with sterilised milk, both of which I hated, but she was very kind. And she would let me use her phone. She would go out of the room, so we would be private, and I would have 5 minutes on the phone to talk to the one that I loved. Now, those 2 weeks in between when we didn't see each other, those weeks in between when we didn't talk to each other, did that mean that we didn't care for each other? That we didn't think about each other? Of course it didn't. It was just the way it was. And so my challenge for myself, my plea for myself and for you as well is, when you can, and I think that would be most of the time, make sure you spend lots of time with Jesus. Because you'll get to know him better. You will become more like him. You will live lives that are fruitful and that bring others to know him and bring him glory. But in those times when it's tough, when it's difficult, just say to the Lord, Lord, you understand. You know that I love you. But at the moment, it'll only be a little while every so often. And he will understand because he cares for us. But this is the secret. If we want to become more like Jesus, this is what we need to do. Take time to be holy. The world rushes on. Spend much time in secret with Jesus alone. By looking to Jesus, like him you shall be. Your friends in your conduct, his likeness shall see. Let's spend more time with our lovely Saviour. In a few minutes we'll be spending time with him around the table. These are precious moments that he has called us to. Amen. Lord Jesus, we thank you that we can spend time with you. And we are sorry that sometimes we don't make enough time. But we thank you too that you understand the pattern of our lives. And you don't judge us. But you say you miss us. And we miss you. So we pray that you will help us to spend time with you. That we might get to know you better. That we might see you more clearly. Love you more dearly. And follow you more nearly. Day by day. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you loved us so much. That you came to this earth and gave your life. That we might know you. That we might know you in eternity. That we might know you in this life too. And we thank you that you've made it possible for us to come into your presence at any time, in any place. And so we pray that each one of us will make time this week to be with you. Not because we must, but because we love you. Not because it's something we should do, but because it's something that will enable us to know you and serve you better. And we pray that as we go into this new week, whatever happens, whether it's a good week, an ordinary week, or a difficult week, that each one of us will go knowing that you are with us, that you will never leave us or forsake us, and that your love is there for us at all times. And so we pray that you will part us with your blessing and keep us in your love and peace until we meet again. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine on you. May he be gracious unto you. May he turn his face towards you and give you his peace today, tomorrow, and every day until we see him face to face. Amen. Amen. Shall we greet each other with the words of the grace? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.